Hamish and Gabby, the podcast. Gabby's List.
We've been talking a lot about dreaming lately, and I found some interesting facts about dreaming because I have the weirdest dreams. I really do.
Well, like you, I mentioned, you do a lot of sleeping, so there's a fair chance you have a lot of dreams.
Yeah, I know, but I remember them all, and they're just really strange.
Quite vivid.
Yeah, very vivid. And I wake up going, well, that's confusing.
Yeah, right.
They're always very odd. So I've done a bit of research, right, and here are some facts about dreams that you might not have realised.
Number one.
We actually dream every single night. We just don't always remember it.
Yeah.
And if you do remember it, you forget at least half of your dream within 5 minutes of waking. So you need to write down your dream or at least go over it in your head straight away when you wake up. Otherwise, you try to remember it a couple of hours later just get snippets. You can't remember the whole thing. And then make sense. Not that dreams make sense majority of the time anyway.
Number two.
The average person has about 1,460 dreams per year, which means you'll actually spend 3 years of your lifetime dreaming.
That's pretty cool.
So it's 3 years of your lifetime living in an alternative reality, pretty much.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Weird, hey?
Yeah.
Number three.
Women could be more prone to nightmares.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You could class majority of my dreams as nightmares.
Really?
They're that weird.
You dream about working with me?
Always. It's right. Scary as.
Yeah.
I wake up
Number
screaming.
Four.
Yeah, thank you.
Some people can only dream in black and white.
Really? Like dogs?
Well, yeah, I guess. Mm. Do you dream in colour?
I think so.
I think I do too.
Yeah.
Number five.
This is some interesting facts about dreams, and some people claim to have the ability to smell while dreaming.
Is that right? What would you be smelling?
Well, I guess if someone's baking a cake.
Oh, yeah.
And you wake up hungry.
Don't often dream about baking a cake, but that's, okay.
You might. Works.
Yeah.
Number six.
And finally, this one I found really intriguing.
Mm.
You can't scream for help while having a nightmare. A lot of people wake up screaming.
Yeah.
But you can't scream while in amongst that nightmare.
Is that right?
Supposedly.
You know what I can't do when I'm having a dream? If I'm having a dream where I have to fight somebody, I can't throw a punch.
Do you know what I always find?
I can't be violent.
I can't dial a phone.
Really?
Always. In my dreams, if I'm trying to call someone, I'm constantly getting the number wrong because I've got fat fingers and I've got to try again, and I wake up really frustrated. I can never dial a phone.
That is the weirdest thing.
I know.
Wow.
Some people can't run. I can't dial a phone.
But then in real life, you're always on the phone. So work that out. Found this headline the other day and was amazed by it. The headline reads, "Mother begs jogger to stop defecating on her lawn." I didn't even think that was a thing.
What?
I thought, you know, if you're out for a jog, you would, if you needed to go, you'd find a public toilet somewhere and
or you'd
and just
quickly scoot back home.
Yeah, that's right. But as it turns out, not the case. Now, there is a story that that was on the TV in the States about it as well. I have a slice of the audio. Check this out.
We call her the Mad Pooper Pine Creek.
Kathy Buddy and her family have had enough.
And it's not like it's private. People can see you. I mean, we're seeing her, so.
Pants around ankles, in broad daylight, her kids saw it happen first.
They came screaming, you know, you're not going to believe this. They're like crying. It's like, what? And they're like, there's a lady taking a poop. And so I came outside, it's like, oh, dear goodness. And so I was like, are you serious? Are you really taking a poop right here in front of my kids? And she's like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Quite happy to take a poop, quite happy to own the poop.
Yeah.
Just, yep, I got to go. When you got to go, you got to go, incidentally. And the cops are actually on the lookout for her. They've got CCTV footage and all that kind of stuff.
Because she said, sorry, but then she kept coming back and doing it.
Even
after they found her.
Wasn't a single incident.
No, they confronted her and she still came back.
Yeah, so she keeps, obviously.
What's so special about that lawn?
I don't know. Maybe at the 3K mark of her run. She's always just like, yep, that's the time. I've got to poop.
Every time.
And as it turns out, she's regular on the run and regular with her poop, and they just combine the two.
Onto that particular lawn.
And it's always on this person's lawn.
That's so revolting.
It is so, so gross. But it reminds me, I had, and this is gross also, and I apologise. I had an encounter with poop once. I was renting a house. And it had a dog, a Labrador called Murphy, and he was rubbing himself in something on the back lawn. And I went to check, and somebody had jumped the fence and done a poop, and the dog was rubbing himself in it.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting.
That's even worse, because then you have to clean the dog and the poop,
and
that's revolting. I was swimming in the ocean one time,
yeah,
and I had a human poop float past
me. No way.
I'm not even kidding.
Was it Bondi? Everybody talks about that happening at Bondi Beach.
No, it's in Adelaide, actually.
Really?
It was at Glenelg Beach down there, and it floated past. And I was like, what? I could not swim fast enough.
Oh, that
was
is
you?
Gross. No, that was not me.
You've been to Glenelg before?
I have been to Glenelg before. My parents are currently living in Adelaide, so who knows? 13, 12, 16, just going to throw it out there. Random encounters with poop. So you may have been caught short, you had to go. When you have to go, you have to go.
Or maybe you found a rogue poop somewhere.
All right, give us a call, see how we go. 13, 12, 16. Max is on the line. Max, what's your story?
I've done the aqua poop.
The aqua poop.
You've done it.
Yeah. So I used to live on the sunny coast.
Yep.
And I was a surfer. Yeah. And, you know, when the waves are good and you don't want to come in, you go when you have to go.
Have you ever been swimming at Glenelg Beach in Adelaide by any chance?
I thought I recognised you. No, it wasn't me.
No, if I was screaming and running, then you'd recognise me.
Yeah. No, but you're right, it follows you. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're like, you try to swim away and you just can't get away.
Well, you create a slipstream behind you and then it just follows in behind.
Yeah,
and then
you dive down the wave and there's Mr. Hanky next to you.
So were you surfing alone, mate, or were you with some mates?
No, I was by myself.
By yourself, okay. Oh, that's all right.
That's not as bad.
No. Well, I mean, me and Mr. Hanky.
Yeah, well, that's right.
You needed a friend.
You created your own friend, your own surfing buddy to go with you.
Oh, wow.
That's hilarious, Max. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, mate.
And now to John on 13, 12, 16. I'm scared to ask, but what is your poop encounter?
Hi, Gab. Hi, Hamish. Well, I've gone to a barbecue one night with a friend, and, we're having a few drinks and whatnot, and then barbecue finished, so I've gone home. He gave me a call the next day and said, did you take a dump in my backyard last night?
Did you?
Said, no. Oh. Because he actually saw me leave. My wife picked me up, so I said no. And I said, what makes you think it was a human? What makes you think it wasn't a dog? He said, because dogs don't use barbecue paper to wipe their butt.
Oh, no!
No and, way.
Did he find out who the culprit was?
No, actually, we never ever did, but we had a fair idea, so it was what? Someone a little bit earlier with a partner having an argument, but... Yeah, we had a feeling it might have been them.
Wow.
Phantom pooper.
Phantom pooper. That's hilarious.
Yeah, we definitely had one, so that was quite funny.
Yeah, that's insane. I think
you need new friends. You need to be careful who you invite to your parties.
And what kind of friend are you where the first port of call is your mate calling you to say you did it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I said, hang on a minute, you saw me leave.
What do you think of me?
That's hilarious.
It's time for a pup date.
My puppy is absolutely adorable. His name's Bear. He's a little chihuahua. He's 8 months old now, but he's a little bit naughty.
Yeah, right.
And because he's so cute, he tends to get away with it. Because he's so little, he gets away with things that big dogs never would.
Yeah, of course.
Like climbing onto your lap whenever he wants, climbing onto your shoulder if he feels the need.
He's a cat.
He pretty much is the mix between a cat and a dog.
Right.
And I found out last week that he has zero respect for me. Because I've spoken before about the fact that when I tell him to sit, he'll only do so if I'm holding a snack.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, ooh, he doesn't like to listen to me. He only does things for food. He doesn't do things because I'm telling him to.
Yeah, right.
And then it got even worse when he decided he wanted to chew my shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought it up onto my lap to do so.
Oh, yeah. So he's just flaunting it
in
front of you.
He's flaunting his misbehaviour right there under my nose, literally.
Mm.
And when he did that, I was like, oh, mate, nah, things have got to change.
Yeah, right.
So I actually had a trainer come to my house from Think Canine Training and Behaviour.
Yeah.
Her name was Katrina. She was absolutely lovely. She came to my house to go through a few rules to abide by in the household, to get him to respect me, to get him to listen to me, and get him to be a better behaved puppy.
Yeah, right.
And she sat in my house for 2 hours, and every maybe 10 minutes I was getting in trouble for doing something wrong.
Oh, you were getting in trouble.
I was getting in so much trouble. Because she's like, see what you did there? That is encouraging his bad behaviour. I'm like, So obviously I'm the problem here.
Yeah, you are.
And I knew that already, but I didn't know what I was doing that the problem.
Yeah, sure.
So now it's pretty clean cut. And I have to pretty much ignore him if he's doing bad things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, give him treats or cuddles
when he's,
if he's doing good things,
which
sounds pretty obvious. Yep. But even things like climbing up onto my lap, not allowed to happen. Things like just invading my personal space, not allowed to happen.
Yep.
Things like following me through doorways, not allowed to happen.
He's only
allowed to come through if he's invited through and things like that. So there's boundaries that we have set in place around the house that he has to abide by. Yep. And it's very interesting because he's way better behaved already.
Yeah.
But he's very sad as well because he's so used to getting what he wants whenever he wants. Yeah. And I've taken that away from him and he is so sad.
Yeah.
And he just sits there looking at me with his puppy dog eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be strong and it's so hard.
Oh, he's going to break you.
Oh, he's totally going to break me. And she even said that. She was like, "You're going to struggle with this, aren't you?" I'm like, "Oh, you have no idea. If he wants cuddles, I want to give him cuddles." She's like, "No, you will only give him cuddles when he's being good and he deserves them." I'm like, "Oh, I'm dying." We're both sad. My house is a very sad place right now.
Oh, well, how can you fix it? You just got to go through the rough stage.
Yeah, it's hard until it gets better. And then once he knows the boundaries, things will be fine.
And we'll
have a loving household again.
Oh,
but
lovely.
This period of time
is tough. Oh,
and it's really hard.
Yeah, it must be terrible.
He climbed up onto my shoulder yesterday and licked me in my ear. And I was like, mate, this is bad behavior.
Yeah.
And I had to ignore it. You know how hard it is ignoring a tongue in the ear?
Not for a long time, sadly, Kat.
Sorry, I forgot who I was asking.
Last week on the show, we were talking about how if you sit down for prolonged periods of time, it's actually bad for you. You should get up every 30 minutes or so and just shake the legs out and all that kind of stuff. It's a great idea, all right? Get active and all that kind of business. Well, as it turns out, on the other side of things, Gab, if you stand up for too long, it's also bad for you, according to new research. In fact, prolonged periods of standing at work might be as bad for you as smoking.
I'm pretty sure they have the exact same combination when they said sitting at work all day is just as bad as smoking. So what do we do then?
I guess everything in moderation, or so either stand up for, you know, not prolonged periods of time, just have a quick walk around and all that kind of stuff,
stretch the legs and then sit down again, but don't sit down for too long. Majority of jobs are one or the other. Either you're standing, like in hospitality type job or a tradie type job, or you're sitting in an office type job. Like there's not really any in between.
Well, if you're looking for an in between, how about we all just squat?
Oh, God, no.
So that way, it's halfway between one and halfway between the other, you're doing some exercise, your legs are going to be huge, your quads will be amazing.
If I walk in to a retail shop today to buy a top and they crab walk over to me in a squat, I'm going to be very freaked out.
But they will be very healthy.
that's the main thing.
Hamish and Gabby, the podcast.